We are joined in the media center following the NHRA Fall Nationals here at the Texas Motorplex by our Camping World Series Funny Car winner, Matt Hagan. Picked up his fourth win here at the Texas Motorplex, sixth of the 2023 season, 49th of his career, and doing so, took the points lead with two races remaining in the NHRA countdown. Matt Hagan took down the legend John Force in the final round, Tim Wilkerson in the semifinal round. Hagan beat Alex Laughlin, and Matt Hagan beat Paul Lee in route to victory. Matt, walk us through your race day.
Well, I know my dad's kicking himself because he was going to come out this weekend and decided not to. And my son, he was just like, let's go, let's go. So then when we won last weekend in St. Louis, my son was like, we're going to Vegas. And he's only 16, so I'm like, you're not going to Vegas. You know what I mean? So, but we'll maybe bring him out to Pomona if we got an opportunity to win a championship. But what a wonderful day today. I mean, honestly, you know, it was everything that we could hope for. Some big heavy hitters went out early, and we were able to capitalize on that this weekend. I don't know that we ran the best out there. You know, we had some issues as far as, like, you know, a fuel pump falling off the car because it's so bumpy down there and shut down and stuff like that. So we went through like three fuel pumps, and we ran out of tires up there and different things like that, and you're going like, oh my gosh, you know, I hope we got enough parts and pieces. But you know, the guys just, you know, we stole some stuff from Leah's team, and just everybody's such a great group, you know, that there's such camaraderie, and everybody's willing to help and share and go and do. And, you know, just it feels like a family here at TSR. And that's, I think, what Tony has really tried to instill with this group of guys that we have over here, that they're really a part of something. And, you know, we're building what I feel like has been, for me, a legacy in the sport, you know, with what we've done and all the races we've won and the championships we've won. And, you know, you obviously we're here in this moment, and you're thinking about, you know, trying to get TSR their first championship, and you just know it's possible. You know, I mean, it's just today it speaks volumes to be able to go back to back in Funny Car, and to win six races out here is just it's incredible. It's hard to do. It's hard to win one race in Funny Car, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, not taking anything away from Dragster, but Funny Car is just a dog eat dog out there, and you know, it's just tough. And to be able to pull down six wins this year, it's incredible, just shy of what Robert did last year with, I think, eight races. You tip your hat at that, man. Like, because it's like you look at that and you're going like, how in the world is that even possible? You know. So my goal this year was to win six or eight races, and here we are at six and two races left to go. But you know, we always say that you have to win two races in the countdown to really have a shot at winning a championship, and it's still super close with us winning two races in the countdown already. You know, and so. You know, I think that Reading race for us, when we ran Robert there in second round, it just, you know, it hurt because it was so close. It was a thou different or something like that. And, you know, it's just like, how do you be mad at that? Because you're on the backside of a good drag race. But you just got to be on the front side of it, man. And that's what Dickie's been doing. He's been pushing hard and putting a great race car underneath me. And my guys have been doing a great job of putting the parts and pieces on it and not falling off the race car. And it's tough, man. We made some fast turns this weekend and, you know, had some diversity to get through with the fuel pump and different things like that. And I don't even think Dickie got to look at the graph second round, you know. So it just kind of went up there and had a cylinder out, and he made some changes and went through there, and you drag it back up there and sometimes hope for the best, you know. And so yeah, it's just what an amazing weekend. Super proud of Leah. She did a great job as behind the wheel there, won on a hole shot in the final. That's when you do stuff like that, you feel amazing as a driver that you can contribute to your team. But what a great group we have over here. I mean, Tony Stewart, I just can't say enough about him. The guy is just incredible. I mean, he's an incredible driver. He's an incredible person. He's incredible to work for, and he's a great team owner, you know. And like I said earlier, I hope he stays around so we can get drunk together. You know, he's that type of dude, you know. So, but we have a good time, you know what I mean? That's the thing about it, is that it's so easy to get caught up in all these points and championships and trying to get another ring. And but you got to step back and just enjoy the moment sometimes, man. Because, you know, like I got up this morning, and, you know, you give God the glory, but you just ask for the ability to be to have a great day, you know, to have the ability to drive the race car to the best of my ability. And you know, all greatness comes from God, and he, you know, just like, let's just have a great day. And we did today, you know. And so you can't ask for any more than that, man. You know, and it's just, our guys are safe and guys are, you know, happy, and we turned on wind lights and took over the points lead again. We led the points pretty much all season, but you know, it's, you have some moments where stuff slipped through the cracks and other people step up. But we really truly rose to the occasion today, and last weekend as well in St. Louis, you know. And it's in this deal, out of six races, you got to win a few of them to be able to have a chance to win a championship.
Let's open it up to members of the media, and Matt did reference the first ever Tony Stewart Racing double. Let's start off with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
As a farmer, you're familiar with the Make Hay While the Sun Shines.
Yeah.
obviously with Itasca and Caps and Heidel going out early, Dickey's not going to try any harder than he's already trying. But you as a driver, when you see that happening, something happen inside you that's like...
Yeah, you know, that super focus comes on because you know that you have an opportunity to really capitalize on something that doesn't happen very often. You know, I mean, for Caps, for Robert, for even Tasca to go out in the second round, it just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Because there's such a good group of cars that they're going to be competitive. They're going to go rounds. And I think that's why I felt like when we talked as a team, you know, that do or done line was there, you know, in St. Louis. I said, we have to win St. Louis or we're really not going to have a shot at this, you know. And so to come in here and still win this race too, it puts us, you know, where we need to be. But look how close it still is, man. We just won two races and it's still, we're not running away with anything, you know. So it just puts it in perspective how good these cars are out here, how good these teams are, and, you know, how tough it is because, you know, we all buy parts and pieces from three different vendors, you know, and everybody's got the same stuff. And there's just, it's hard to innovate, you know what I mean, because the rules are so tight. So it's like, what do you do other than go up there with a gut check and drag it up there with as much weight as you can put on it and as many flows open as you can, you know? And so I'm like, come on, Dickie, you know? So it's tough, man. I mean, it's just, it is, I think someone was telling me last weekend, he said, you know, it's like a knife fight in a phone booth, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be tight, you know? So it's incredible, but just really proud of my guys, proud of Leah's team, proud of everything we accomplished today. I think this is definitely something that goes down in the history books to be able to double up as TSR, you know, and just get to celebrate with these guys and enjoy the moment. You know, we got a weekend off before Vegas. Vegas is always crazy. We got SEMA afterwards. We'll be testing on Monday as well. So it's just like a big week rolling into that. So kind of get in the right headspace for that. But yeah, you know, when you see those guys go out early, man, it's just like, it's all right. Like, you get up on the wheel a little bit more and you chew on your mouthpiece a little bit more. And, you know, you kind of, you got to dig a little deeper because those opportunities don't come around very often.
Next question for Matt. Matt, the Stampede of Speed, 11 days, huge event. This was the biggest crowd at the Texas Motorplex